From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Arthur Rothstein shot one of the most famous images of the Great Depression. It shows a farmer and his sons in Oklahoma seeking shelter as a dust storm blows in. But Rothstein traveled all over the country, including to South Florida. Nancy Klingener from our Southernmost Bureau brings us the story behind a new exhibit of his work.
In the late 19th century, Key West got rich from cigar factories. But by the Great Depression, Key West was bankrupt, knocked down by the double whammy of cigarettes and the cigar factories moving to Tampa.
Just a few people were left, and they made cigars in their homes.
Ann Rothstein Segan is looking at a photograph her father took in 1938 when he was in his 20s. In the picture, a cigar maker carefully rolls a cigar at a desk at home. It's shot over the man's shoulder, like you're standing there with him. The focus is on his hands. The black and white image is part of a new exhibit of Arthur Rothstein's photographs at the Key West Art and Historical Society.
His job was to introduce America to Americans. The curio shop, the barber shop, fishermen working, the bait shop. That's what he was all about. He wanted to show how everybody lived their lives.
Like a man pouring coffee from a big metal kettle at Pepe's Cafe, a fisherman mending nets, a guy carting a wheelbarrow full of coconuts, people at work. Rothstein was working for the Farm Security Administration, like fellow photographers Walker Evans and Dorothea Lange. Their mission was to document Americans at work enduring the Great Depression. His photos are a time capsule.
Nowadays, you see very little clothing on people here in Key West, but back then people wore three-piece suits, they wore hats.
Segan is standing in front of a photograph of three men in a small boat at a dock.
In this picture, these are fishermen. This guy's wearing a suit jacket. See that? I love this picture. So here's a barber shop.
The barber is shaving a man reclined flat in his chair. Behind the barber, a bare-breasted ship's figurehead watches over the action.
And you can see it's distinctively Key West.
And while the places are distinctively Key West, the people in Rothstein's photos are also recognizably American.
A lot of them are just doing things that people would do naturally, drinking coffee, reading a newspaper, getting a shave at the barber shop.
Corey Convertito is curator at the museum hosting the exhibit.
He really went for the heart of things that Americans can really relate to, whether they were familiar with Key West or not.
At the same time Rothstein was in Key West, the WPA was working to transform the island into a destination for tourists.
We came upon a letter that Dad had written, and it had the logo of the Overseas Hotel on it with waving palm trees.
The place will probably undergo a great change during the next few years, after the new Overseas Highway opens next spring. I hope the resulting boom and development doesn't spoil the picturesque beauty of the island, nor make the natives lose their friendliness.
Tourism and development in Key West have grown beyond what anyone could have imagined in the 1930s. In some ways, Rothstein's photos document a different place entirely. But in other ways, it's the same. Pepe's Cafe, for one, is still around, still pouring coffee for the people who work here. I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.
The exhibit of Arthur Rothstein's photographs will be on display at the Key West Art and Historical Society until November 10th, and you can see some of them at WLRN.org. Thanks to Alex Kappelman from the podcast Pitch for being the voice of Arthur Rothstein. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.